All right, agenda item 11, discussion and possible action on the review of requests for use of mag peaking factors. Are there any?
At this point, our conversations with districts, they are not indicating any interest in that, with the exception of Kathy, who I think you've been trying to get in touch with us or vice versa. So I'll let you comment one way or the other.
I really have no comments regarding it. I guess a lot of the questions would have been, what did my district do previously, having that information not available? With that said, and understanding the process, I would agree with the other groundwater districts. We are not interested.
Okay. All right. Anyone else have anything to offer? GMA 12 has not had any requests. We've discussed it at three meetings in a row. We've certainly put it on the agenda and made it available to folks. And we'll continue to keep it on the agenda until this part of the planning process is passed. But and mainly just in case the Bystone situation were to need it. But you have identified that that was beyond reconciliation through a mag peaking factor anyway. So,
and I think that was a great point earlier.
If it was beyond that, it doesn't qualify anyway. So, all right, then am I correct in assuming that there will be no further discussion and no action on this agenda item?
So, Gary, so no GCDs in Region G are currently using mag peak factor right now. Is that what that says?
So you are correct. Okay. In the planning of our last round of adopting desired future conditions, the previous necessity was resolved through an update of the groundwater model that made more water available. And so a peaking factor wasn't required in Brazos County as it was in the previous round. That's a good catch, Jennifer.
I kept thinking, wait a minute, I know I've heard this before. So, okay, thank you.
Yeah, way too often, actually.
Just questioning reality.
Well, no, you're on top of it, and I appreciate you. I applaud you for keeping up with that. So, all right.
And then, wait, Gary, if I may.
No.
Okay.
We're all right. Our chairman, Wayne Wilson, has something to add.
Well, it's on 11. If y'all would, I think it would be best that y'all would formalize that your recommendation.
There are no requests at this time.
The recommendation is to not use any mag peak factors.
Okay. Was that appropriate, gentlemen? Yep.
That would be great.
All right. So the recommendation from our consultants is that the committee recommend that there are no mag peak factors to be used at this time or during this round. Which would you prefer?
Yep, they do.
Mm-hmm. That's why I'm asking.
I defer to the committee on that with regard to, I mean, if there is an unforeseen issue that might be dealt with a peak mag peak factor later that the, you know, group wants to use a mag peak factor, I don't know that we'd want to close the door. I just think right now we're not.
So at this time.
Recommending.
Okay. At this time.
I like that.
Yeah, that's.
So I would support the recommendation to not use any mag peak factor at this time.
And is that a motion?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Kathy Jones, motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay. Jennifer, you were quick on the draw. You did good.
I was already unmuted.
Okay. Thank you. Any further discussion on the agenda, agenda item 11 or the motion? All right. All in favor, please say aye.
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 All right. That's five. No opposed and none of us failing to vote.